You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 397. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human. I hope you're having a beautiful day, no matter where you are in the world. I personally am having a brilliant day here in Brisbane, Australia. I'm recording this podcast, and then we are packing the car and making our way down to the Gold Coast in order to run my three-day Women in Business conference. To say I'm excited is an absolute understatement. And if you aren't already following me over on Instagram at Angela Henderson Consulting, I suggest you do so you can see behind the scenes of this epic three-day conference. Now, let's get into today's episode. 2 weeks ago in Bali, I was there running my four-day Women in Business conference with 19 epic business owners. The 4 days, let me tell you, was not just magical, but it was fucking transformational. The connections, the conversations, and the love from everyone was something I can't really put into words. It was more this feeling. This deep, deep feeling of, like I said, the connection and understanding. And sometimes we sat in silence, and that silence was just as magical as the words that we were sharing. And though it's a feeling that I can't really explain, I am going to try to capture the three lessons that I learned while I was in Bali. Lesson one, the power of change of scenery. And this power of change in scenery, it really sparked my creativity. And going to Bali and stepping away from the business and life, it really ignited creativity on so many levels for me. For example, when you change scenery, you spark new perspectives. And being surrounded by Bali's lush landscapes, the vibrant culture, the serene beaches, it really allowed my brain to break free from that daily routine that I am when I'm here back in Brisbane. I've also found that over the years that any new environment, whether or not that's just going to the local coffee shop, going to a co-working place, stimulates my senses and allows me to have significant shifts in my thinking, which then helps me to unlock fresh ideas. So the lesson again that I learned, my first lesson that I learned while being in Bali, is just the importance of having to change scenery on a daily, weekly, monthly basis in order for those fresh ideas to come in. So I really encourage you to think about, do you need to change your scenery? Are you becoming stagnant with the environment that you're in? And what can you do to start shifting it? Maybe you need to change your office up. Maybe you need to, like I said, go to co-working for a day. Maybe you need to just go to a coffee shop. But what can you do? Because I'm telling you, new ideas will flow. The second lesson that I learned from being in Bali, again, and I talk often about this on the podcast, is the power of slowing down. In Bali, you have no choice but to slow down. And from the minute I walk off the plane in Bali, everything just simply melts away. And then you add Bali slower to life, way of living just in general. And this slower pace, it encourages me. It forces me to practice mindfulness. And from this place of being able to disconnect from that hustle, it equally has helped me to restore mental clarity, but also my physical clarity due to being able to just rest. So the lesson here again for me is, where do I need to be slowing down more in my life in order to be more mindful, which then allow me to have more clarity, both in life and in business. So I ask you, where do you potentially need to be slowing down in order for this to also come through? Because what I found is when I'm not overwhelmed by daily tasks, mom life, business to-do lists, my mind can have the chance to wander freely, leading again to new perspectives, creative breakthroughs, etc. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time, not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. So that second lesson in Bali was really about the power of slowing down. And the third lesson for me in Bali was the importance and the power of impact. On day 3 of Bali, we went to this beautiful orphanage where the lady, the mom there, she calls her Daisy, helps to love and take care of 49 beautiful children ranging in age from 49 up to 17. And what a delight it was. None of us left that orphanage. There wasn't a dry eye on the bus as we pulled away. And the reason why I wanted to go to the orphanage is I wanted those people in my ecosystem and in those businesses that I was supporting in Bali to understand that they can start making impact. You don't need millions and millions and millions of dollars. You can start making impact by sponsoring someone, say at the Bali orphanage, for example. You might make an impact by simply, I don't know, buying someone's groceries for the day. But I wanted the women to get out of their brains and really into their heart and start thinking about the bigger picture. Why are they doing business? What impact can they make? And so this lesson for me was also, what can I be doing to make a bigger impact? I know with my 3-day women in business conference, for every ticket that was sold, $50 would go to a charity of choice. That I can do. I also will be sponsoring one of the children from the orphanage. Again, it's not that much. I can do that. And if you don't have money right now to be able to do something like sponsoring a child from the Bali orphanage, then I encourage you to think about, what could you do for free? Could you volunteer somewhere? Could you donate some of the books that you have to, I don't know, a library or a domestic violence shelter? Like, where can you start making impact? Because I believe this is so, so important. So these are just 3 of many lessons I gained while I was in Bali. But also being in Bali, it reminded me about not playing small and how proud I was to run my first retreat in Bali. And then this retreat and 2025's retreat now is also happening. And that I can truly create the business and life that I want, that I can create offers that allow me to travel, help people, and make impact, but still also be making money. So I encourage you to think about, where do you need to play bigger? Where do you maybe need to take a risk and back yourself a little bit more? Where can you start to make that impact for yourself, your family, your community? What needs to change here? And remember, if you need help with this, I can help you create this through strategy, accountability, and support inside of my masterminds or my one-on-one programs. But also, Bali 2025 has been released. I will be taking another cohort of amazing women over on October 16 to October 19, 2025. You can secure your spot by heading to angelahenderson.com.au, and you only need to secure it for $75 per week. So again, we want to make it extremely affordable for all women in business to be able to attend. But for now, have an amazing day. Dream big, think big, take action. Much love, Ange. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.